Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Claudia and this is Sensemaker, one story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the first ever professional American football player to come out as gay while he's still playing.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay.
Carl Nassib is a defensive lineman for the Las Vegas Raiders. He's 6'7", he weighs 124 kilograms, and he just made history. At 28 years old, Carl Nassib has just become the first openly gay player in the NFL's 101-year history.
I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for.
Carl Nassib made the announcement in a video on Instagram during Pride Month, and it's a huge turning point for the league. It's not a secret that gay players have come out before, but they all feared a backlash from their employers, fans, and even their own teammates. So they only came out when it felt safer, after they'd finished playing. But after 15 years of agonizing, Carl Nassib just changed that.
I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation...
The Raiders welcomed his announcement and individual teammates posted messages of support, while the NFL's chief, Roger Goodell, said the league is proud of Carl for courageously sharing his truth.
This is the National Football League, and the mere fact that no active player had ever done this before is all you need to know about what a big deal it is. We've had lots of...
Representation and visibility matter, making the NFL more compassionate and accepting matters. But there was something else that Carl Nassib stressed in his Instagram post. So the question is, why now?
Nassib is also announcing that he's going to donate $100,000 to the Trevor Project. That's a nonprofit that focuses on suicide prevention programs for LGBTQ plus youth.
In his video, Carl Nassib announced a big donation to a suicide prevention line for LGBTQ young people under the age of 25. Studies of LGBTQ youth have found they contemplate suicide at almost 3 times the rate of young heterosexual people, and they're almost 5 times as likely to have attempted suicide. Here's Jack Drescher, a clinical professor of psychiatry at New York Medical College.
There is evidence to suggest that there may be an increased risk of suicide in the LGBT population. You know, most people believe that's because of social determinants that go into...
So employment discrimination, discrimination in education and healthcare access, familial rejection and bullying at school or work. And cultural questions are really important too. So it's no wonder that in the macho and often homophobic world of American football, so few players have come out.
Representation really does matter, and we know that there is still enormous discrimination in society against LGBTQ people, and we know that LGBTQ people in sports or who want to participate in sports face that or are afraid that they will face that. And so today...
So what then does Carl Nassib's announcement mean? Carl Nassib said he wanted to cultivate a culture that's accepting and compassionate. He said he'd agonized over coming out for the past 15 years. That's more than half his life. Among the top 5 crisis topics that the Trevor Project receives on its suicide prevention lifeline are coming out and family. We know from research into the issue that family rejection contributes massively to LGBTQ youth suicide. We also know that reforms which promote LGBTQ inclusion and acceptance, like the introduction of same-sex marriage, can be associated with reductions in suicides, and that the positive effects persist over time.
I mean, imagine what you would feel like if you were a child and politicians were talking about your rights as if you were a political pawn. We know that these types of bills...
The beauty of a role model like Carl Nassib is that he smashes stereotypes, and that's where the power of his announcement lies. It's not important just for the NFL, or even just for Carl Nassib. It's a signal to the millions of LGBTQ youth that acceptance and compassion can break out anywhere, even in the NFL. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Nimmo, Imizav and Ella at Tortoise Media. Our promise to you is to make sense of the world through one story every day. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written by Paul Caruana Galizia and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.